Okay, so we're in the middle of a very, very fascinating piece here from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He brings like this, so this I think is one of the most well-known chazals, although it's not really a chazal. No one really knows where the chazal is. It's not really brought down in anywhere in chazal, in Tanoic literature. Although in the Rishonim they bring it, that tefillah b'leikavana. Let's just analyze what that means for a moment. Tefillah b'leikavana means that the ikkar of a person, what makes what makes a person move, what makes a person active, what makes a person accomplish, what makes a person feel, what makes a person anything, is the neshama inside. And the guf is still tefillah. Tefillah is powerful, but what's powerful, what gives the motor, what gives the energy to the tefillah, is the kavanah. Without the kavanah, there's no energy to the tefillah. That's really what we're saying, and that's the energy behind the tefillah. So at this point, you would say, okay, so a tefillah without kavanah is kiguf bli neshama, which basically means worthless. It basically means nothing. It's not valuable. Zokta b'chaim v'loshen Amar Rabbeinu Shem'ena nechshavas kekarbon sheyesh lenefesh. So it's bedafka. Zokta b'chaim v'loshen bedafka. The mashal is very, very specific. It's like something missing a neshama. Now, tefillah is a karbon. So when you bring a karbon, you need to bring the neshama of the animal, right? You shecht the animal, you're bringing the neshama of the animal, right? The neshama of the animal is the core of the animal, the neshama of the animal. So you got to bring the neshama of the animal, okay? That's what you have to do by tefillah, by a karbon. So what the mashal is saying is that your tefillah, which is meant to be like a karbon, has no neshama to it. Your tefillah has no neshama to it. Okay. However, there is a type of tefillah. There is a type of karbon, I mean, that doesn't have a neshama. Karbon mincha. Karbon mincha is flour. It doesn't have a neshama. So the karbon of the tefillah b'loy Kavana, the tefillah b'lay kavana, is like a carbon of a guf without a neshama, like a carbon with no neshama. So zok to b'chaim v'loshener, a carbon sheish l'nefesh, and beholds us nechshav l'mincha, she'ein l'nefesh, u'b'kavana nechshav l'carbon talmeh. The Gemara doesn't mean to say it's nothing. The Gemara means to say it's kiguf b'li neshama, it's like a carbon without a neshama. Okay, but a carbon mincha doesn't have a neshama either, so it's at least like a carbon mincha. This is what Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes. Very dvarim stumin an me'oid. What's he saying over here? So the aleph is what he's saying is, in halachic terminology, makes a big nachumina. What he's saying is that davening without kavanah is still something. It's still something. It's not a carbon tamid. It's like you bring a carbon tamid with an animal with no neshama. Okay, so that's nothing, but it's like a mincha. It is like a carbon. It's like a carbon mincha, which means it's worth something. It has the power of a carbon. It may not be a carbon tamid, but it is a carbon mincha. Okay, now, so what we see from Rav Chaim Volozhiner is that even though the ikar of tefillah is kavana, but if someone does not have kavana, they are still fulfilling the act, the chefza, the mitzvahs of davening. It's still called a tefillah. It's still called a tefillah. Someone asked the Brisker Rav. Someone asked the Brisker Rav, said, that if it's true that tefillah b'lay kavanah is kiguf b'lay neshama, so it's nothing, so it would come out that if I daven without kavanah, I'm not davening. So if I daven with kavana, I am davening. But let's say I'm davening with kavana, but I'm davening in a minyan with 9 people, with 10 people, and 9 of the other people are davening with no kavana. So it comes out that they are not performing tefillah, and therefore by me davening with them, I'm not doing tefillah b'tzibur. Azoi hat imitzer gefregt dem Biskerov. Someone asked the Biskerov that child. It's not true, because we know that Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that even though it's kibbutz the neshama, but it is like a karban mincha. So Biskerov said over this piece of Kesel Reish, he quoted this quote from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and he told him since it is at least like a karban mincha, the mela, what they're, the other 9 people that are davening with no kavana, they are davening. It is tefillah. It's just tefillah, not as good as tefillah with kavanah, but it's a heft of tefillah. So really, you're davening with kavanah, they're davening without kavanah, that means that there are 10 people davening, and it is a minion, and the mela, you can have the mila of davening with the minion, even if you're starved to the other people. Okay? But Private Lashon even says, what if a person is in a situation that they know l'chatzchila they won't be able to have kavanah? Should they daven or not? So we'll see later, Private Lashon Rashita, you are supposed to daven. Again, same thing, because davening, even if it has no kavana, is still at least like a korban mincha. It means the mincha is not as strong of a tefillah, but since the korban tamid was brought with a mincha, so the tefillah without kavana is connected the korban mincha. Okay, now. I think what this shows us is 2 things. I think it shows us, number one, is the power of our kavana. How far our kavana can take the tefillah, it can catapult the tefillah to another level. It's mamish, like we're being makriv the neshama of the animal. It's like we're literally bringing an animal to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tremendous level. That's the first thing I think you see from this revelation of what kavana does. You also see from Chaim Volozhiner what the Maisa Tefillah is. Sometimes we can get frustrated with our Tefillah. We say we have no Kavana, it's useless, it's useless. You see from him saying the words, getting up, saying the words, and going through the Maisa HaTefillah is a powerful tool. It's like bringing a Karban Mincha. Okay? And this is a prime Voloshiner's Lishitosai in the Nefesh HaChaim many, many times that we've learned together that the Nefesh HaChaim says, and in all mitzvahs, and apparently here he's saying it in tefillah as well, the going through the motions is a very powerful tool. It's a very powerful thing, and that's what the koyach of a mitzvah is. Okay? They bring down over here that... that Nusra Sfard, I don't think it's a Nusra Sfard, it's a Shemea Tfilas Kol Peh. Right? So the answer is that Tfilas Kol Peh, even if it left the mouth, right? Leaving the mouth is already a Tfilah. We don't have that Lashon, right? In Nusra Kashkanas, you don't have that. It says Keta Shemea Tfilas Amchais Abrachim. I think in Nusra Sfard, it's a Keta Shemea Tfilas Kol Peh Amchais Abrachim. So, Tfilas Kol Peh is saying that as long as it left the mouth, that's already considered a chash of a tefillah. All right, now, the Maisa, so what's the deal with this mincha? Why is he saying it's a mincha? So we say, the reality is we say this every day also. We say, V'arva l'Hashem, it's a pasuk in Malachi, V'arva l'Hashem, it should be sweet to Hashem, Minchas Yehuda v'Yushalayim, the mincha that's brought in Yehuda, Yimei Olam u'Shanim Kadmoni, the way you accepted the mincha back in the days. So why is it that we are focusing on the mincha? Hey, Hashem, please accept, it should be sweet to you, the karbonis. Why the mincha? Because the mincha is when we see our weakness. The mincha is it's with no neshama. It's where our weakness comes, and yet we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the weakest tefillah that has no kavana at all, Hashem in the future will love that tefillah, and Hashem in the future will be able to accept that tefillah. Okay. I'm looking now at other mefarshim, why we say dafka, mincha. Not sure why we say dafka mincha. But that was some of the pshatim. Right? Okay. But that's the basic idea. The basic idea is that the mincha, v'arvel Hashem, minchas Yudav Yushalayim, is that the minchas will be accepted and will be the expression of our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So, Shkoyach HaBoisai, and she will go back to tomorrow. Shkoyach.